Reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 30, reading verses 1 to 10. This is on page 208 in the Church Bibles. Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 to 10. When all these blessings and curses I have set before you come upon you, and you take them to heart, wherever the Lord your God disperses you among the nations, and when you and your children return to the Lord your God, and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I command you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you. Even if you have been banished to the most distant land under the heavens, from there the Lord your God will gather you and bring you back. He will bring you to the land that belonged to your fathers, and you will take possession of it. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than your fathers. The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants, so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live. The Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies who hate and persecute you. You will again obey the Lord and follow all his commands I am giving you today. Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crops of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous just as he delighted in your fathers. If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and decrees that are written in this book of the law, and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Okay, what was that all about? Let's ask God. Father God, we pray that you will help us to understand what you want us to know. Amen. So, we're going to imagine. This is a game, and it's a game that you play inside your head. We're going to imagine. Each one of us, doesn't matter whether you're over 80, whether you're under 8, or whether you're anywhere in between, imagine you are a child. And imagine you are going on a shopping trip to Solihull with your mum, or whoever looks after you. And she meets your friend's mum. And you all go along to Solihull together, and they go to Marks and Spencer's. And they look at the dresses, and they look at the coats, and the shoes, and the trousers, and the tops. And they take so long. And you and your friend decide to play hide and seek. Amongst the dresses, and the long coats, and the mannequins, up the escalators, down the stairs, and then, ooh, how did you get here? There's the merry-go-round outside. Oh dear, shall we have a go on the merry-go-round? No, we better go and find our mums. Where are they? So, well, at this point, a sensible option would be to find a Marks and Spencer's person in a uniform with a badge on. And then they can go to the office, and they can put a call out over the loudspeaker system. Calling Mrs. So-and-so! Calling Mrs. So-and-so! Will you come to the office? And then you will all be reunited. And guess what? And she says, there you are, my darlings! You lovely children! No. Now, shall we go to the cafe and have drinks? And cakes and sticky buns. Come along, my darlings. How lovely. Do you think she'd say that? Well, that's the thing. God would. If we'd gone shopping with God, that's what he'd say. That's the thing. No matter how lost we get, if we turn back to God, he delights in us. So, if we'd turned away from the merry-go-round and gone back, he would delight in us. That's what Moses was saying to the people in his big talk. They'd had lots of adventures when they'd come out of Egypt, he'd led the way for them, and now they were going to a wonderful land flowing with milk and honey. I was upset about that for a while, but I don't think it really was flowing with milk and honey. I think that was Moses' way of saying they were going to have everything they needed. Moses was doing the big talk, how to behave in this place without him, because he wasn't going with them. He said, I know what you're like. I know you will forget about God even after everything is done for you. But remember this, even after you've turned away from the Lord, he will have you back. He will delight in you and he will look after you when you return to him and obey him with all your heart and all your soul. No matter how far you've gone, whether you've been banished to the most distant land, the Lord your God will bring you back when you return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and all your soul. Now, Moses, remember, was the chap who collected the Ten Commandments from God. And life was all about following laws. So you can go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, to read those laws. Or next time you're up here, and it's communion, so you will be coming up here, they're up there. So if you want to have a read of the Ten Commandments while you're waiting, then you can have a look at them. Somebody put them up there on the wall. He lived in Old Testament times. We live in New Testament times. And the difference is Jesus. So, I don't suppose anyone can actually live a totally blameless life and not do anything wrong, ever. Or even remember the wrong things that they did. So Jesus has taken all those things that we do that are evil in God's sight upon his shoulders. He is the sacrifice for us. Where we should have been banished from God, he took that. He died in our place. So no wonder Christians are so happy at Christmas. Thinking about Christmas, when we celebrate Jesus actually being born on earth to be our saviour. So our way to God is through Jesus, by turning to him, having faith in him and accepting him as our saviour. And Jesus delights in us when we turn to him. And that's the key thing. That's the pivotal moment. That's the whole point. We have to turn to him. No matter how far away from him in our head we went, when we turn to him, he loves us and delights in us and takes care of us, and we feel protected and love for him. So Moses told his people, the Lord will delight in you and make you prosperous if you obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and turn to the Lord with all your heart and all your soul. That's all your heart and all your soul, not just while you're playing a game and doing your knitting and watching the telly at the same time. All your heart and all your soul. We have Jesus. If we turn to him with all our heart and all our soul, he sorts us out with God, makes us right with God, takes care of us. Because God stays the same through all the books of the Bible. So, thinking back to our game in Marks and Spencer's, we might not have expected our mum to have been delighted with us after we'd gone back, after we'd gone off playing and got lost, even though we worked out how to find her again. But we can be sure that Jesus and the Lord God will delight in us. Wherever we've been, whatever we've been doing, when we turn back to him. And that's what we can rejoice about. It's what having a baptism is all about. Symbolically having your old life washed away by the water. Did Toby tell you about the water? Turning to a new life with Jesus. A life where Jesus delights in us and walks with us throughout our life. Let's pray about that. Father God, we thank you for the words of Moses, even though they come from so long ago. We thank you that you still look after us and will have us back when we turn to you. Amen.